Moving on up. That's the topic of today's show, downsizing. At that point in life where we're actually looking to reduce our workload in, out, and about our house, home, castle, or cabin. You know, there are some good-looking high-rise units going in all over the valley, and Tucson's got some beautiful ones. I think there's a building right there at Osborne and about 7th Street, Crystal Point. Dwayne Lewis was the architect. I think it's one of the best-looking buildings in all of Arizona. I don't know, John Jay, that I could ever go into a high-rise living environment. I might be able to. I just don't know how my horses and dogs would acclimate.
You'd have to get two of them.
I'd have to get two of them.
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah.
I really would. But we were talking a couple weeks ago about gardening in small spaces and hanging gardens and things like that on the patios and the balconies and stuff like that. It's all possible. It's all doable. You wanted to bring up one more point about watering?
You know, I can't tell you how many times Mr. Harper said, you know, just get a big screwdriver. You need a designated screwdriver for a prod. We were talking about watering with that. Was it a palm tree that was looking like it was yellowing,
mm-hmm.
and you were
yeah.
saying a lot of people overwater in the winter? It can be very deceitful, especially if you have like quarter minus on top or a lot of cover, just how wet soil stays underneath. I was digging this week thinking, oh, man, I need to get some water on these new pecan trees I just planted. And I was working on digging the sprinkler. I've got the drip laying on top of the ground, but I was digging the trench to get it buried and everything. Man, 2 inches underneath, it was still soaking wet. And mm-hmm. I mean, on the top, it was solid.
Yeah, and the opposite can be true. It can look wet after you've watered for a few minutes, but you dig down and go, yeah, it's bone dry. So you got to water long enough to get the water down, and that's why we encourage to water slow and deep, because if you get the moisture down deep, then that will take a long time for it to dry out. You don't have to water near as often, and the roots will stay deep and they'll stay cooler, and you know, the plant will just be healthier. So it works both ways. That's why you need a probe at least the first time. You need to set it once you know how long it takes to get something 2 or 3 feet deep watered, then you know how long you need to water. Then you can judge the frequency by checking it once in a while. Then you know, okay, when it's summer, I can go once a week. This time of year, as I mentioned, if you've got established plants, landscape plants in your yard, there's probably been very little reason to water much at all.
I don't think my sprinklers have been turned on since just before Christmas, except when the pre-emergent went in, I watered that in.
Right.
Let's get to the phones. We've had Jim been waiting for a little while. Let's bring Jim into the conversation. Welcome him to the Garden Hour here at Rosie on the House. How can we help, my friend?
Mr. Harper, about 3 weeks ago, you were on the program talking about trees to be planted in Phoenix.
Uh-huh.
And you, I thought you said red bark pistachio.
What's red push?
Oh, that's the problem, because everywhere I called, even your nursery, they says, we don't have any red bark. So
no,
it's
red push.
Is that
pistachio,
P or
is it
B?
Push like you'd push your car down the road.
Okay. Is this a good time to plant one?
Yes, it is.
Now, do you have them in your nursery?
We do have the pistachios in the nursery, yes.
Okay. Now, if I wanted about a 12-foot tall one, how much would that approximately
cost? Why don't you tell them what size you have?
You know, I believe we probably have 15-gallon and 24-inch box, or if not, we can get those two sizes.
6-7 months. But we're actually not going to be able to bring her in, so let's just talk about it in general. She's got a yard full of weeds.
And if she has it now, it's really going to be bad next week when it's 85. Those weeds, are you going to be able to hear them grow as it warms up? So what you want to do now is kill or control or pull or eliminate the weeds that have already emerged and come up. And that they're best controlled when they're young. I would really encourage at the same time that you get some pre-emergent on so that you don't keep incurring more weeds as we get warmer and warmer into the spring. Because, you know, it's only just begun, as the song would say.
And as I look into the weather forecast, warm's going to be here soon.
Like mid to upper 80s by the end of next week.
I mean,
so
it is.
That's just spring. That's just the way March is.
Man.
It's just, it's a roller coaster. And you get this much moisture, and then you get those kind of temperatures, and wildflowers, as well as weeds, are going to just blow out of the ground.
Man.
They're going to be rampant. So you want to keep them controlled before they get big, because once they get big, even if you kill them, then you still got a lot of stuff to do. Then you got a lot of dead debris that you got to take care of. So.
Boy, and talking about downsizing and diminishing the amount of maintenance your landscaping needs, we had several inquiries at the office this week because we were talking about the Harper cocktail, with the pre-emergent and post-emergent combination.
You can do that as a spray.
I still all week kept wondering why your dad, who was my dad's friend, never sold my dad any pre-emergent. All he would sell him was hula hose. I just thought about that a lot this week. I need to call your dad. I need to
find the true scoop on that. Maybe that's what your dad really wanted, so because it would keep you guys busy.
If I
use pre-emergent, then what am I have these guys do?
Oh man, I had a hula hoe in both hands and a rake tied to the belt and back of my behind.
You know,
and
I just
go, man.
You know, you've had a lot of weeds when that blade on that hula hoe gets worn down to just. It separates in the middle.
Golly, man, I want to tell you, I was a hula hoe master of Paradise Valley growing up in the 60s. But talk a little bit about that Harper cocktail.
Well, you can use, if you have existing weeds and grass, and this has got to be in gravel or rock, okay? You can't do this on your lawn. But if you've got gravel or rock areas, you can mix or combine glyphosate, which is a post-emergent non-selective herbicide. It's, you know, most commonly found in Roundup, but it's now found in all different brands of weed and grass killers. Glyphosate, G-L-Y-P-H-O-S-A-T-E, glyphosate. And you can add then Surflan, which is the orange dye. If you've seen anybody spray their rocks, it kind of turns, you can combine those into one spray and do them at the same time. In fact, there are some companies that do it as a combination already. And in fact, Bayer has one called DuraZone.
Man, I want to tell you.
That is not the Surflan combination. It's actually a different pre-emergent, but it's a pre-emergent and post-emergent combined. So you can already buy them combined, but it's a great tool for those that maybe waited a little late to get their pre-emergent on, and they've got some stuff that has come up already, and yet still put the pre-emergent on at the same time.
And everybody wants to know, is it too late to pre-emerge?
And it's never too late. It's
less than ideal.
Less than ideal because stuff has come up already, but stuff is going to keep coming up all the time. So the pre-emergent will always work. It's just that once you put it on, it's good for 3 to 6 months, depending on the strength or the type of pre-emergent that you use. So as long as you put it on today and then make a mental note, 3 months down the road, I need to do it again, then you're fine. You know, then once you get it going, you'll be fine. But you got to start sometime. So if you wait till the ideal time, you know, you may be too late for weeds that have already come up.
Yeah. Hey, and we're getting a few questions here on frost burn.
Yeah.
Here in the valley in particular, a call in the valley here wants to know about bougainvillea. Okay, frost burn. Too early, too late to trim right now?
Just about right.
Okay.
You know, mid to late February, early March, you should be safe. You know, we're talking mid to upper 80s next week. We haven't had any freezing temperatures now in over a month probably in the center part of the town. So we're good. In fact, I'd be shocked if the bougainvillea hadn't started if you looked at it.
Yeah.
Putting on some new growth already. So get her done.
Down at Senior Safari, Reed Park Zoo in Tucson this week, we had a lot of people come up to us and say, now listen, when you guys give a landscaping tip for the valley, don't forget about us down here in Tucson and Green Valley. Probably.
I think Tucson is okay.
They're about a week or 2 weeks later than us, right?
And Green Valley, maybe a week or so later than Tucson.
Okay.
But I would say by mid-March, those folks should be fine. So now as we get further north and we get towards Verde Valley and those folks, of course, frost damage is a whole different deal there. They're used to that. They're, you know, the kind of plant material that they plant generally freezes back or has to be trimmed every year, and they're pretty on top of that. So the folks in the valley, though, you should be good to go, even in the coldest valley locations now, by the first or second week of March.
There you go, folks. It is the Landscaping Gardening Show of Arizona right here, the Harper corner of Rosie on the House. We're glad you tuned in. You can reach us by dialing 1-888-767-4348. Ask us any question about landscaping, gardening, hardscaping, irrigation, outdoor lighting, right up until 9 o'clock, where we kick off the topic of home remodeling and improvement.